Good day, Erev Shabbos, everyone. We're about to begin Bez Hashem, Shir number 163. We're going to talk about various ways to improve one's self-esteem in a healthy way, to embrace your worth, your value that's given to you by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by creating you, by putting His breath in you. Tzelem Elokim, Nishmas Yisrael. One of the ways to do this is, of course, to choose the attitude of gratitude and acceptance and peace. And it is kedai to keep a notebook, a small notebook, a gratitude journal, to write down things of why you're grateful each and every day, to look for the chasadim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even on the not easy days and challenging days. There's always something to find that sweetens judgments and that gives one strength to move, to learn how to overcome difficulties. And very often the difficulties themselves over time become tremendous brachas. And Hakaras HaTov is one of the basic fundamental healthy principles of leading a healthy life. Another idea is not to judge others. There is Gedarim and Halacha where Kabdeo v'chashdeo by guests, let's say you honor him, but you could suspect him. You have a right to protect yourself from harm. You know, if you suspect someone could harm you, you could be cautious. But just needlessly judging others and assuming the worst in them is not a healthy habit. We need to see to look at the benefit. Again, of course, with protecting yourself in interpersonal interactions, but not necessarily judging people unfairly or wrong. The zechiyah b'tzedek tishpet amisecha, to be done l'kav zchus. And give yourself also the benefit of the doubt, to be done l'kav zchus. And Rav Nachum Breslov talks about this a lot. That doesn't mean you rationalize negative things that you did. You make a cheshbon ha-nefesh. You see what things that are not, that need work with you, and you work on it. But you find the good points in you. Another thing is you do not give others control over your self-worth. You don't give other people power over determining your worth or likability. It is intrinsic to you. You are worthy regardless of what other people believe or don't believe, because Hashem placed value in you. And even if there are things right now that you don't like about yourself, or things that you need to improve or you need work on, and you do work on it, but you also work on building yourself up. There's a yesod brought down that yamin smoil doicha v'yamin mekareves. The left hand pushes away and the right hand brings close. So even when you are in a mode where you have to discipline others or discipline yourself, you use the left hand to do that, to push away, to be firm when you need to be firm, to make sure, you know, that you're in the right path. That's fine. But always yamin, which is the stronger hand, mikarevis, brings close. Even as you're pushing away the negative, you bring close the positive, and the yamin, the right, is always stronger. Love starts with oneself. True love. Not selfish, egocentric, woke love of this culture right now, but true love that comes from loving the true value in yourself. You cannot love anyone else unless you love yourself first. That is a very important thing. Accept the fact that you made mistakes in the past. It's okay to regret it. It's okay to have charata. It's okay to move and shift your path in a more correct way. But don't beat yourself up on the wrong paths previously taken. Hashem, what happened already happened, especially once you did tshuva and you self-corrected already. Don't agonize over it. There was a reason why you had to go through that journey, and you move forward. You move forward from it. You use also your five senses to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for them and to use them properly. For sound, to listen to Divrei Torah, to listen to nice music, listens to the sound of nature, anything that will help you calm yourself, bring you joy, and also recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the power of sound, sight, the beauty around you, nature, Svarim, your own husband and wife, Tzadikim, using sight the right way, with Hakaras HaTov, smell, breathing in fresh air, and Besamim, and so on. Taste, of course, enjoying food, but thanking Hashem for each and every flavor, and appreciating it, and touch, the fabric of your clothing, soft blanket, the touching of a loved one to the other. All this should bring Hakaras HaTov and gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not easy. People do not always have easy lives, even if it looks like they have an easy life. People have different burdens. People have different challenges. But it's our choice to choose gratitude over bitterness, to choose forgiveness over grudges, to choose kindness over being right. To unleash your inner butterfly, we talked about this before, how caterpillars are stuck in their cocoons, but they grow and they transform into beautiful butterflies. And we all have that within us. We have the ability to grow that way, to create something beautiful. And if we don't see it right now, it's because it's not yet accessed. But when it's accessed, it brings out the best qualities within us, and we need to not make light of it, and we need to grow and see our potential and bring it out. That's what Hashem wants from each and every one of us. Sometimes it is difficult. The caterpillar stuck in the cocoon is uncomfortable. It has to grow, but it grows and it becomes something new. It transforms itself into a beautiful butterfly. It's a symbol of change, transformative change, to heal and to grow. You know, if your past limits the joy of today, you put the pieces together. You recognize it's a piece of art. Sometimes you do not see the beauty of it yet while it's still in construction. You don't yet see the pieces being put together. You don't see the beauty yet. You have to give it time with the right tshuva, with the right attitude. Even the things that seem negative or made no sense will turn out to be a beautiful structure. Sometimes when you have needlepoint and you have this tapestry in weaving where you see a beautiful image on one side and then the other side, it looks like just knots of string and it makes no sense and it looks ugly. But you turn it to the other side, it's a beautiful, beautiful painting or beautiful drawing of something that's awesome. That is sometimes the way our lives work, where we see it from the opposite side. So we don't see the rhyme or reason of why things happen or why we had to go through things. Or sometimes Hashem turns it around for us, shows us the beautiful other side where the needlepoint is creating a beautiful design just for you. Ultimately, we will all see it. Not only in the next world, but very often even in this world, we get to see a lot of it. We just have to ask that Hashem to give us clarity, to give us strength, to give us emunah, to go through the difficult points in our lives and recognize that it is all for our benefit and for our growth. It's growing pains, but we will see the beauty of it and the healthy aspects that will come out later on. And then we'll be grateful for what those painful experiences were, even though at the time we would have rather not had it in the first place. But once we had it, and we integrate it within us, becomes part of us in a way where we become stronger and we become better as a result. Remember to know how to use regret. You don't use regret to bash yourself. Harata, yes. Regret should not remind you that you did badly only. No. Regret should remind you that you know that you can do better. That's the real purpose of Harata. We mentioned about the Tanai HaTshuva. Harata is only the first requisite to regret it so that you could, you know, and then admit it, vidui, and change, and actually commit for the future. So it's one step. It's step one. If you get stuck there, that's not the intent. Regret doesn't remind us that we did badly. That's not the main nekuda of it. It reminds us what we know and how we can do better. Our potential. Improving is internal growth. That boosts our self-esteem. You don't have to prove anything to others. That will crush your self-esteem. Just what you do is you keep on just working on yourself in a healthy way. And it is hard when we have defeats to be optimistic. We're usually down on ourselves. But optimism is a choice. It doesn't mean that everything will be always pleasant, but you can still make the best out of any situation because Hashem is with you. Hashem turns dark into light. Vayehi Or. If Hashem says Vayehi Or, and He blew in us part of Himself, a Nishmas Chayim, a Tzelem Elokim, that means we have the ability to say on our lives as well, Vayehi Or, that there is light. There is light that shines on us. There's a light that could give us a tremendous amount of chizik that will allow us to grow, that will allow us to thrive. And that is a very, very important concept to keep that positive aspects. Like the Tzemach Tzedek said, Trachkut v'zayngut, positivity. Positivity is a real powerful force that actually affects life to go in a positive direction. The idea behind all of this is everything we said today is to turn your heart to Hashem. Pray to Him always. Rely on Him always. And sincerely yearn for Him. And He will be with you always. And may Hashem help us that we should all feel that He is with us every single moment of the day. Giving us strength, giving us comfort, giving us love and security. A menuchas hanefesh. Calmness of mind and a calmness of heart. Bracha v'atzlacha.